Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the Unhindered Podcast. My name is Sandy Edwards, and I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a wholeness strategist, an author, a speaker, a plethora of things. But one of the things that I love to talk about most is pursuing wholeness in your everyday life. This podcast is designed to challenge and engage in conversations surrounding mental health and wellness from a biblical, spiritual, and natural process. And so, as you can see, for the earlier half of 2022, I spent time away from doing ministry. I wasn't really online as much as that because Sandy really needed to take some time and make sure Sandy was good. And make sure that my life was being conducted in a way that was healthy and that I was healthy as an individual, because sometimes, if I'm honest, when you're pouring out, it's easy to get lost in pouring, and then you're not receiving personal breakthrough yourself, and that can be even more difficult. And so this episode is called Painful Defense. And a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about in this episode are gonna come as a surprise to you, because I don't get on social media and run my mouth and tell all my business, okay? But I do share only what God allows me to release and only what He allows me to share. And even when I do share it, it comes with wisdom, knowing the time and the season that is proper to be sharing things. And so part of the reason why I took a step back really at the end of 2021 is because everything that I say, that I believe, was challenged at the end of 2021, specifically November of 2021. As many of you know, I am a wife and I'm a mother, and I love being a wife and I love being a mom. But life became very difficult for me after losing my second child to miscarriage. This will be the second time that I've miscarried a baby. And just feeling the hopelessness and becoming depressed and all of those things. So I started shifting myself into overdrive of doing ministry. And I never used to do that. Whenever I was grieving things, I knew all the right things to do, which is, Sandy, you run to God. You give Him everything that it is that you have, everything that's happening to you. You run to God, Sandy. I knew that. But part of me, really, this particular time from July to August, September, October, November, I never really ran to God. I prayed. I came out of agreement with things, but never truly put myself in God for Him to heal my soul. Because after you lose a baby, and after you miscarry, it takes a toll on not just yourself, but your marriage, your home life, everything. And so I began to go into overdrive, and my life came to a point where everything had to stop. I had to put a pause on everything, because now we're talking, my marriage is getting affected by me being gone and all of the things just is happening. And so November of 2021, my husband and I had a conversation, and we were talking, and we were just ready to throw everything away, and we were ready to give up. And we were ready to say, you know, it's over. There is no point in us trying to move forward. There is no point in us trying to go, period. And I remember thinking to myself, like, God, how did I get here? Why does it feel like everything in my life is being challenged? Why does it feel like everything that I say that I believe, including concerning my own health, why does it feel like you removed a hedge from my life and you're just leaving me out here to figure it out? And I was like, God, I've been faithful to you. I have been obedient to you. I've done everything that you've asked for me to do. And things are not changing. Things are not progressing. Nothing It seems like everything is turning out to be worse than it is better. And so then the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and said, Sandy, here's the issue, is that you prioritize your marriage and you've made it an idol. And while nothing is wrong with you prioritizing your marriage, it has become an idol in your life. You will stop doing the thing that I called you to do in efforts to make your marriage work. And that's not my design. That's not my order. I am supposed to be the head first. And so when God revealed this to me, I said, but God, like, I'm supposed to honor my husband and I'm supposed to honor him even when he's not worthy or when I feel like he's not worthy of being honored. And God said, yeah, you are. But the problem is that you honor him more than you honor me. And this is what I'm really after. And so when God said that to me, I'm like, man, I really need to take a step back and reprioritize my life. I really need to get clear about some foundational things because these things do affect me and they affect the ministry and they affect my time and how I spend it and how I'm pouring out. So I can't be flourishing publicly, but privately I'm dying. And so it was then in that moment that for 90 days, I had to sit down. I had to process. I had to think about my next step because I could easily rebel and go against the very clear, accurate word that is calling me unto repentance and not experience God as my defender. Or I could do the latter, which is, let me do it God's way. So my marriage almost ending and my health being affected to the point where I can't even keep food down for 3 months, is God allowed the hedge of protection around my life to be removed so he could reveal the idol? And I could have very well easily just said in that season, this is the enemy coming against me. You know how we like to do. This the enemy coming against me. This is the enemy trying to attack me. This is the enemy trying to da-da-da-da-da-da. And granted, the enemy may be trying to do all of those things. That really could have been true. But one of the greatest revelations I received coming out of this season, now that I'm on the other side of it, is that it is never okay for Satan to get more glory out of what we go through than God. Because if God allowed it, that means he also has the plan to redeem it. That means he, in his plan of allowance, in his time of allowing us to experience things, he also has the plan to redeem and restore. But usually what happens is we don't give God the opportunity to do so because we rush and resort to thinking that every time I am having to endure, every time I am having to embrace anything that requires me to go through and feel pain, it is always of the devil. But it's not. And if you're listening to this, I really want you to take hold of that thought. Everything that you go through is because God allows it or he ordained it for a specific time and purpose. It's not the enemy who removes the hedge of protection around your life. Now, granted, your disobedience, okay, can cause you to go through things, but it's never the enemy. You come into agreement with the enemy when you start disobeying God. And yes, generational curses are real, okay? Don't get me wrong. I know very well that in this same circumstance that the generational curse of anti-marriage in my family was trying to come against and renew its contract in my life, but it did not succeed. Why? Because Sandy made a decision that God is going to be her defender. And I, when God is my defender, I do not have to fight. I do not have to fight when God is my defender. So while I'm experiencing the pain of my marriage about to end in divorce, while I'm experiencing the pain of maybe going through a potential separation from my husband, all of these things, while I'm experiencing all of it, I could have made a decision to go and do my own thing. And granted, in the beginning, your girl wanted to go run and find somewhere to slide up next to and do what she wanted to do, because that's what the old Sandy, who wasn't renewed, who didn't make healthy decisions, would have done. You read my book, Always After Me, and if you haven't, go get your copy on Amazon. But in one previous season of my life, in my first marriage that I should have never been married to, period, that's what I did. Whenever I felt like I was gonna have to endure and stand through and persevere anything, that my immediate first thought was, let me find a place to feel comfort, even if that meant going and finding another man to sleep next to at night just to numb the pain. Even if that meant going and finding a good man who can give me good sex and we gonna be good and let all this pain go away. Even if it meant that. That's what I did in previous seasons. But guess what I decided to do in this season that really changed the game for me? And from here on out, this is how I will fight every single battle that is ever presented to me in the realm of the spirit, how I will fight in the realm of the spirit, that is I will decide that I'm gonna agree with heaven and what heaven is saying concerning my life. Because what I found is that often when we are going through anything that is penetrating or coming after the idols in our hearts or coming after things that are making us feel uncomfortable or coming after areas of our life that we found a place of comfort and we've gotten settled there, whenever God is starting to shake that stuff up, what we tend to do is let me reach within myself and lean on my own understanding. But the truth is, in this situation, my own understanding would have resulted in me not being married anymore. When the truth is, my own understanding would have resulted in me not being able to see God restore my marriage and restore my home and restore my family. That's what this would have ended up in. And who would I have blamed that on had I not chosen to agree with God? So I titled this episode Painful Defense. And it's because from November to January, the end of January, really early February, I had to stand still. And even in my pain, choose God. Even in my pain, choose surrender. Even in my pain, choose to die to myself. And I could have gave glory to the enemy who wanted to continue to use people and things and other stuff in my life. But one of the things that I'll never forget is that one of my friends, I was telling her the in-depth details about things that were transpiring and going on. And one of the things she said to me that was so simple, but yet so filled with the fire of God, she said, "Sandy, you're just gonna have to take this one day at a time." And the truth is, everything in me didn't want to take things one day at a time. I was trying to come up with my own plan. This is what I'm gonna do if this happened. This is what I'm gonna do if that happened. This is what I'm gonna come up with if this. And God was like, "You may have your own plans, but I'm the one who has the way. I'm the one who has the plan A and the only plan that exists. So your own plan is going to bring you to ruins if you try to act out on that. And I kept, for a moment, for probably like 2 or 3 weeks in the beginning, I just kept going back and forth and wrestling. And the wrestling process needed to happen because it was either I was going to bend my will to God and surrender, or I was going to reenact my own will. And reenacting my own will and me stepping out and doing what I wanted to do and what made sense to me in that moment would have brought my own life to ruins. But we love to be people who, that when we are having to stand through and endure anything, and when we see that we're choosing our own will and we get to the end of our own will after we've made decisions that lead us down this will, we're just like, it must be the enemy. But it's not, it's us. And so for 90 days, I had to stand still. And while most people's perspective about stillness is, you know, just a posture, you just sit there and you just do nothing. But stillness is deciding that you're going to agree with God no matter what you see, no matter what you face. And I remember one of my prayers being, God, how is it that I'm able to do deliverance on people and cast out demons and do all of this and pray for people and all of that, and I'm able to help everybody else, but it seems like right now the hedge of protection over my life has been removed, and I don't know how in the hell I'm gonna get out of this. Because that's what it felt like all hell had broken loose in my life. And I didn't run to social media, and I didn't run to everybody and tell them all of the intricate details about everything that was happening in my life. I'm wiser than that. But what I did do was decide that I'm going to agree with God, that no matter what happens, no matter what I face, I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree. And I learned God as my defender. And the thing is about God being your defender is that when God is your defender, you have to put yourself in a position to agree with him being that in your life. Because God can't be your defender and you try to do your own thing too. God can't be your defender and you clap back in at people who are being disrespectful to you. God can't be your defender and you're deciding that you're going to do things the way that you always did it. It's either God is your defender or he's your defender. It's either God is your defender or you're fighting the battle. It's either God is your defender or he's or you're the one that's making things happen. And so for every day, for 90 days, I just sung the first 3 or 4 lines, the chorus really, of the song Defender. And I just kept singing, hallelujah, you have saved me. It's so much better your way. And hallelujah, great defender, it's so much better your way. And I kept singing that every single day on repeat, on YouTube Music, everywhere. I had it on repeat because the atmosphere and the environment, whenever you are having to endure a thing, needs to be ground that is holy and committed to God, and making sure that your environment also agrees with what breakthrough you need in that season. So your environment has to agree with God too. It's not just enough for you to come into agreement with him in your mind. Your environment and the people that you are around and what you're surrounding yourself with have to also agree with God as your defender. So when I say painful defense, when you are going through things, you are going to have to be sure 100% and know without a shadow of a doubt in your mind that you're gonna feel the pain, and to allow yourself to feel the pain, and to stop pretending when you go in your prayer closet, all you're doing is speaking in tongues for an hour or 2 hours or all of the things. And you should do all of that. You should speak in the tongues for 2 hours. And I'm not saying that tongues are a bad idea. And I'm not saying that tongues are not necessary. And I'm not saying that fasting and praying is not effective. But what I am saying is that before you go into a time of praying in tongues, make sure you have allowed God to deal with the things that are in your soul. So painful defense is understanding that when God is your defender, you're going to feel the pain, but you're not going to have to fight. You're going to feel the pain, but you're not going to have to fight. And the thing is, I would rather much feel pain that is temporary than to have to fight the battle that I'm in. Because truth be told, God is not asking any of us to fight our battles. He's the one who wants to do the fighting. But that comes from you deciding that I'm going to allow you to fight for me, God. No matter what it is that I'm going through, I'm not going to be cliche in this moment, and I'm not going to sit here and keep asking you for things that you're not going to give me. I'm not going to come into my time of prayer pretending like nothing is happening around my life and just focusing only on getting the blessing. But the blessing is in enduring with God too. The blessing is also in surrender. There's a blessing that also comes with learning to persevere. And so wherever you are listening to this episode of the Unhindered podcast, please know that you will always and you'll really never experience God as your defender until you decide to let him fight. Until you decide that you're going to agree with him, you're going to always be suffering. And the burden won't ever become light because you still keep trying to carry the burden instead of releasing the burden. And what good does it do to show up and speak to God who already knows you, who already knows everything there is to know about you, who already very presently is allowing you to experience what you're experiencing? What good is it to pretend with him? How do you heal when all you do is pretend? How does God get an opportunity to defend you when you keep trying to defend yourself? So coming out on the flip side of this, here are a few of the things and strategies and revelation that I received. One, the life that matters the most to me should be my relationship with God over everything. Two, if I allow God to fight, all I have to do is feel the pain. And my present suffering is nothing compared to the glory that is coming. Three, I don't have to pretend with God. He is the safest place for me to let it all go. I don't have to pretend with God. He is the safest place for me to let it all go. And number four, breakthrough is connected to my ability to be still. The more still I am when I'm going through anything, the more breakthrough I will experience. Because stillness is a weapon of warfare. Thanks for listening.